It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Thursday. That means it's time for Tom and Shane. And today we're going to talk about why births are declining. Birth rates in China, U.S., Europe, all declining. And we're going to see if we can filter out what is the cause of this birth decline across the world. And don't forget that we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified no matter what time zone you're in. And like us, leave a comment because, well, everybody likes that. And it moves us up in the searches and all that stuff. So, Shane, we're talking about recently, it came to light that China, for the first time since the 60s, has lost a population. And looking at the population, in 1900, there were fewer than 2 billion on the planet. Today, we're looking at 8.5 billion in, 100 years or so. So quite a growth. Are you there?
Yeah, I think these numbers, I'm here. I think the numbers are way off, and I just perceive that that's because of the globalists that are talking about world population, having reduced it, and the green plan to save the planet. You know, this is all about directing money where they want it to go, not, you know, for anyone's individual benefit except their own. And it's a conspiracy for that, but you know, it's not properly found. You look at the UN report that just recently. They say the global birth rate is 2.3%, but that's really a deception. China alone loses now over 10 million people die in China a year. That's up from 7.5 million in 3 years and growing at an annual rate. So over 500 million people in China are over 60. So the population in China by the year 2020. Or the next century, or the problem is they're not growing. So back to this claim of 2.3% birth rate globally, that has more to do with ideology, really, amazingly enough, but not by country. Because the Muslim population of the world is growing at a birth rate that's argued at anywhere from 4 to 8 times, 4.1% to 8%. So there's that issue. And then you have all the European countries. Not a single European country has a sustainable birth rate, which is 2.1. They're all between 1.7, 1.8. Mm-hmm. Big countries, Germany, France, Italy, Britain. So they're in trouble. Japan is in serious trouble. Last year was the first time in 100 years that they had less than a million births in Japan last year. So the demographics for Japan is as a country, because it's unlike other countries. It doesn't really it's not open to for diversity. Yeah. They just want giant Japanese there, so probably gone. Mm-hmm. There's different arguments. Fewer children in China because of the one child policy of that their fearless leader. But more importantly, is that what this has done to weaken economies, and everyone's talking about this situation that we're going into here in the next year, or we've already survived it. The fact is that India now looks to be in the next 75 years to maintain as the largest population. Theirs is growing.
Yeah, India is going to pass China in this year.
That's right.
Yeah, the global population reached 8 billion in November.
Yeah.
And they're going to pass. And they said 10 million people died in China. Only 9.56 million were born. And that was the first time since the 1960s that has happened. And as you're rightly pointing out, China's economy is a total mess. They're in big trouble. Their housing, home prices deflating. Home builders are deep in debt. The government, high tech, People, because of TikTok and other things, they're bailing on that. The virus also caused some problems there. And a long predicted demographic downturn in the country has also arrived. So China's in trouble. I mean, big trouble.
Yeah, it is in big trouble. And sadly, you take just an example, even though they've had 50 years to try and catch the U.S., in so many areas they haven't. This is one. You know, there are 138 million homes in the United States, and 67% are single-family units. That's like 68 million. Mm-hmm. And 6% of those are manufactured homes, so they can be put up really quickly. You know, and yet you look at the situation right now, you know, there's 64 million vacant single-family homes in China right now, 64 million. And on top of that, 50 million apartments and condos. So, I mean, they're at 115 million empty single-family homes, condos, and apartments in a country of 1.4 billion people.
Yeah.
So, I mentioned this because the important contrast is communism doesn't allow for the economic system to provide the opportunity for people to invest. These billionaires in China, particularly in the real estate industry and building industry, you know, they're so vastly overvalued because they're holding on to empty assets. And we know, we talk about stocks all the time in that they're virtual. There's, you know, it's only what someone's willing to pay for it. And we've learned in our economies in 100 years that you have to have a boom bust. You got to have that bust.
Every once in a while.
That's right. And that bust is, you know, since the 70s been called a recession. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like back in 2006, 8, you know, that was a depression. It was short, but boy, was it, you know, everyone got hammered by it.
Yeah. Bruce says, what is the rate of birth defects in Japan? A few years ago, it was 10%. And live births were 10% of birth defects. So China has a aging population. That's the one of the issues with them. That's the biggest problem with them. Their population is well over the 35 or 40 average, I guess, of most countries. So they're in big trouble. But as you mentioned earlier, birth defects across the Europe, Belgium down, Estonia, France, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Portugal, Romania, Russia, Spain, Ukraine, England, and Scotland all down, Shane, birth rates.
And of course, Japan, you know, when asked about that, the thing about it, it's so fascinating. Study's been going on for better part of 5 years. The infertility of the men in Japan. There's a serious problem. Like 60% of the millennials, males, are infertile. And it's, you know, for that big of a percentage, something has had to change. And it can't be diet or lifestyle, because they've been living the same lifestyle and eating the same diet for 1,000 years, you know. So,
well, it's two atomic bombs in 1945 and Fukushima.
Yeah.
So the could two things
well
there.
No, right? I agree with you. Could very well be.
Could be some kind of radiation deal going on. I don't know.
But this started long before that, though. The issue in Japan with that, Fukushima, that this is before that, this birth.
I know. It goes back a ways. The U.S., first time, I guess, in a while, we're up 0.4%, 1,200,000 births to 330,000 in 2022. Now, a lot of people didn't plan children in 2021 or 22 because of COVID. They didn't know what was going to happen with that. And that's been, but in spite of that, at least we, after the lockdown stopped and things sort of got back to normal, people started having children again. So hopefully we'll be back in the plus column sometime. I don't know.
It's just, again, numbers can be moved or massaged for anyone to claim, like, you know, claiming the global birth rate's over 2%.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Angola, 43.7% birth rate.
Yeah.
You know, Nigeria, 43.6% birth rate. Mali, 43.2% birth. We're talking about Europe at 1.7.
Yeah.
Or China, barely, you know, at 1.8. And these countries are like double digits, like in the 40s. So, it's great to have these conversations for you and me with our listeners, because we want to go over all of these numbers as you say, do a deep dive, because you can't just look at the ones you want.
Yeah.
You can make that story.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. It's really sad when you look at countries like, you know, like Russia's 1.5, China's 1.28, Ukraine is 1.22. It's a remarkable reality that in three generations, 60 to 75 years, birth rate of a country of less than 2% sort of goes away. That, you know, America and Canada will probably be the most populated area in the planet in 75 years, I think in excess of 500 million. Yeah. And a lot of it will have to do with immigration. But, you know, unlike Europe, you know, Europe is basically unregulated immigration, like you have in your country at the Mexican border, right? Refugees.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, they call them refugees. You know, in the U.S., they call them unregulated immigrants. It's quite funny. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, I don't know. It's tough to know the exact numbers, obviously, because you know, it's just hard to it's hard to figure these numbers, because, you know, there are different companies, different countries do it in different ways, and you know, I don't know. We had a question, birth rate versus death rate. Each year, there are approximately 4 million births in the U.S. and 2.4 million deaths. So the growth due to natural increase, total births minus deaths, is therefore 1.6 million per year, according to the census. And so the U.S. population is growing approximately 3.3 million people per year.
See, that's a perfect example of someone not listening to what we're talking about. We're talking about birth rates.
Well, we are, yeah.
We're not talking about the differences in deaths to you know.
Well, that's why China is down. You know, it's sort of in the ballpark of what we're talking about. We're just comparing U.S. to China, where, you know, China, for the first time since the 60s, has had more deaths than births. So, you know, the numbers, you know, are just for comparison.
That's correct, and that's important. And I have to mention this because it's such a giggle that, you know, recently Chinese electric vehicle company XPENG, Zping, they're one of the largest designers of electric cars in China, big competitor of Tesla, and they've announced that they're, or not just announced, but unveiled their designs of a flying car. So, you know, this is the, I keep bringing this for two reasons. It's, this is going to change the global economy in the next 30 years. No question about it. But more importantly, it'll solve the global warming issue about cars and electric cars. And number three, that the work it's going to create and the wealth it's going to create, there are over 500 companies now working on similarly designed vehicles. So this isn't a, you know, a maybe song. Tesla's now announced in last week it will launch a flying car business by 2050, and and Morgan Stanley saying it's going to be worth $1,000. You know, it's going to put value Tesla at $1,000 a share. I mean, you look at it today, and everyone's beating him up. You know, between Twitter and the electric car business, Tesla. But, you know, he's all set. It's all automated manufacturing, so he can switch it over to produce vacuum cleaners if he wants to.
Yeah.
The reason I mention this is because this has always been the big argument with a country like China or even India, is to try and catch up with the United States with technology and you know, this firebrand attitude is we're going to be the biggest economy in the world. And it, you know, and here we are today talking about the bottom line reality is it comes down to birth rates. There are not enough workers now in China. That's why they're in a depression. Mm-hmm. Country's going down. Still have over 200 million people locked down. They don't want to let them out because those people are going to go find out they don't have jobs. Yeah. There's so many things happening in China that aren't being reported because the media in the West wants to create this panda bear. You know, it can't be a panda bear. Dragon. This giant, you know, there's all power, and it's just a panda bear looking for bamboo to eat and chew on.
I guess. Well, for birth rates, a lot of things contributed to it. COVID contributed to it in some ways. Fear of the future. I think a lot of people have, a lot of women particularly, have said they don't want to bring somebody into this world that's polluted and whatever. Or that, we're too many people can't be fed, medical care, all of this. But I don't know. I guess people didn't have that problem in the 1700s or 1800s or 1900s. So they had no problem bringing kids into the world with no electricity, no indoor plumbing, no growing their own food and whatever. So.
Yeah, well, women don't want to utilize their indoor plumbing, and the rest of the world is looking for more women that, you know, want to make use of plumbing. So it's one of these things that, again, when you look at the global rate, I said it, you know, the religious context here, you know, is the birth rate of the Muslim religion. I mean, they're going to take over Europe without firing a shot. Yeah.
Well, we've seen the Hispanics have become the number one minority because they are primarily Catholic, which don't believe in birth control. They don't believe in abortion. So they've passed the black community, which aborts, in New York City, if you're black, you have a better chance of being aborted than born. So, it's no surprise that the Hispanics have passed the black community as the top minority in the United States. So, and that's going to continue. And, you know, with the influx of immigrants, that's going to continue even more.
And knowing what we've seen in the past by, you know, the 2100, 22nd century, 2103, we'll say, what we're going to find is it's not going to be a world, with all the technology, because there'll just be more. Talking about economics or manufacturing or gross product. Yeah. It'll all be religious because it'll be primarily Christian believers in Christ and God and Muslims. That's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah.
There'll be 2 billion of each or more. The population of the planet will be somewhere between, I think, 5 to 5.5 billion. It'll drop.
Well, it's 8 billion now.
Yeah. I still think it's going to drop significantly in the next 70 years.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to drop by at least two to two and a half billion. You just look at these numbers and that's what they say. I'm not making up the numbers.
No, I understand
look
that.
At, look at China, 10 million people a year in 70 years. That's 700 million people.
Yeah, but their birth rate is almost equal.
Yeah, but it's collapsing. These numbers don't even really include the millennials, they still include our generation because they're grabbing at anything they can to get a bigger number.
Yeah, but in China, you're only losing 1 million people a year, and that's not much.
No, there's over 10 million people that die a year in China.
Yeah, but there's 900,000 born.
Well, it's 9 million.
9 million born. So the difference is minimal, for China. It's just
accelerating. As I said, it's accelerating from 7. And you've got,
Japan is more likely to expire than China.
Well, Japan as a culture and civilization will,
That
won't happen in Japan. China will have around 5 100 million people by the end of the century. You know, yeah. But they will have done what the Spanish failed to do as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
the only success of the 1500 devastation of Central America and the Americas by Spain was Brazil. And that was really the result of Portugal, because they were the guys running the slave ships. But, you know, the Spaniards took all that gold and silver and went home and partied.
Yeah.
They didn't build any infrastructure except big navies. And, you know, they part like the French did the same thing. So you know, it depends entirely where you're at. And we're seeing the result of that. That's why it's so fascinating watching what's going on in China and how this whole system holds on. Because the danger of a depression, which I think they're in, is you have it always results in radical change. We understand it as, you know, what caused it. It will not have been something that's happened before, and it will always have been worse than anything else before. So we try to recognize those things and adjust. You know, we try to adjust and make regulations or change so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
You know, in 29, the reason, you know, you slid into a 10-year depression was for, you know, just basic lack, literally, of coin. There was no paper money. There was nobody could invest. Nobody could create anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, these great ideas that people have, but, you know, you got to get down to sort of the basics of, you know, what caused it and how you solve it as quickly as you can.
Yeah. Well, we have the opposite problem now. We're producing too much money, but that's a whole other.
Oh my God! And it's this whole
that's a whole other thing. Yeah. But
but that's critical to the whole issue of what we're talking about, because you lose control of certain things. You know, like in China, like we're talking about. You know, they're losing control of a very small minority of people controlling the entire country, and them not knowing what to do to, you know, create a change. You know, in the United States, you know what the problem is. It's your debt, but no one's wanting to do anything to solve the problem.
Yeah, nobody's going to do anything about it. And today, they got to do something by midnight tonight, or otherwise, the non-essential people that aren't needed 365 days a year have to go home. So I don't know what we'll do there. So
they don't need to expand your debt. This is just this is a woke, you know, lie by your media to create more debt. And
we got to buy votes. You got to buy votes, Shane. That's all
it
is.
You're right, buddy. You know, you called it with the election. And then being abortion, so you're right, but that's all about buying. So, you know, I guess we should all be expecting another check, you know, Social Security.
I no problem. I'm sure
Uncle Biden.
It's on the way.
Yeah, it's got to be on the way.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, don't forget to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. You'll be notified anywhere you are, any time zone, whatever, as to when we're on, so you never miss another Tom and Shane. And like us, leave a comment. Let us know if you like this program. You want to hear more of this type of program? Let us know, because we would we want to provide what you want to see. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, don't forget, we are on radio every Saturday at the Crawl down below. We're on 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can listen live at KMMSAM.com. Just click listen now. No sign up, no email, nothing needed. All you do is click and listen. You can text us. You can call us. All of that is available. And all of our shows are up on KMMSAM.com, video and audio. And we'll be on the radio, as I mentioned, Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. Till then, we'll talk to you on the radio on Saturday.